Hello, everyone. And we are starting this little podcast that I just wanted to bring up a couple points from the NFL game. You know, we're going to try this out. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to see, you know, what we could do with it and see, you know, how cool it's going to be, you know, for playing with and talking about NFL. You know, everything about the NFL, man. Anything about the NFL and what's going on with it. And so today's discussion is right after the events occurred in the Packers versus Lions game on Monday Night Football. And we're talking about something that the NFL is dealing with and something that the commentators tonight, especially Booger McFarland, really brought to the attention of us, the viewers, and that the NFL has a serious problem with how it handles penalties and how it handles the referees and how basically the NFL has to explain to the Lions that they messed up the call, which basically gave the win for Green Bay tonight. And yes, you could say, oh man, there was a series of events before this flag that happened, and you know, this is only one play, and so you know, if the Lions could have won it beforehand, you know, this one play doesn't matter that much. But no, that's not the case. This flag on Trey Flowers of illegal hands to the face against an offensive lineman for the Packers, it just really put the nail in the coffin for the Lions, because the Packers were able just to take knees, run out the clock. You know, they had a first down, just kick a chip shot and won the game. And the big problem in this situation is how the NFL handles what's going on with, like, replays and how, you know, after the Rams-Saints game, they made pass interference reviewable. You know, under 2 minutes, I believe under 2 minutes the referees can review, like, a pass interference. And of course, the coaches can challenge, and it's been a shit show, to say the least, because the coaches around the NFL have challenged pass interference almost every game. Every coach is challenging it, and the referees seem to either be not making the right calls based off of a challenge, and making everybody extremely frustrated. And it just goes back to the fact that the NFL felt like they were forced to make a decision on how they were going to handle the Rams-Saints game last year in the NFC Championship game. And when the blown call was made that severely harmed the Saints' chances of winning, I mean, yeah, the Saints could have still won that game, but if the right call, the right, and that's what I'm trying to push, is if the right call is made in that situation, the Saints are winning that game. You could say, what if, you know, the Saints are winning that game. Will Lutz is the kicker for the Saints, and he is extremely good at making, you know, tough field goals, and it's just a chip shot. There's no way he misses that kick, you know. You can say, oh, well, what happens if it blocked, you know, if it's blocked? You know, this flag changed the game, and it's all about making the right call. I don't know exactly how it works in other sports, but I think, you know, in NHL, there's certain instances where you, in the NHL hockey, where they can overturn stuff and just go to review to almost anything and just make the right call. And that's how it should be for the NFL. New York should be able to take evasive action and call the refs that are doing the game tonight on Monday Night Football and say, hey, we're going to reverse this this penalty on Trey Flowers because that's not a legal hands to the face. They were talking about how he was using the hands and the shoulder pads, and it's clearly not a flag. And the reason why it needs to be New York going in there and making the right call is because the refs are under so much pressure. The ref that makes that flag, that throws that flag against Trey Flowers, sees it. He sees Trey Flowers. He's pushing up on that offensive lineman for the Packers, and he's got doubt in his mind, and he thinks he sees illegal hands to the face, illegal use of hands or whatever, and he thinks he sees a penalty. And so he thinks to himself, hey, I'm going to throw this flag. I'm not going to say it's, a matter that, the Packers are at home and he wants to give them the home field advantage on this call. But he has doubt in his mind and he says, okay, I feel confident enough that that's illegal use of hands. And so I'm going to throw this flag. On the other hand, let's say he doesn't throw that flag. And let's say the replay shows that it was indeed illegal use of hands to the face. There's no position there where the ref can be. There's no way he can make the right call because there's doubt in his mind. The play is going at an electric speed. It occurs so fast. So he has to make this judgment of throwing the flag, and it's impossible for him to make the right call. So when Booger McFarland is getting extremely mad at the NFL, and I'm like, he's getting really angry about this flag. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're really like going after the NFL about how it has a problem with, making calls and penalties and refereeing. Is Booger going to lose his job on Monday Night Football? Because he's getting really upset about this call. And they have John Kerry, the ex-referee, who's like brought in on Monday Night Football to help, the commentators, decipher sort of the referees' decisions and calls that they make. And John Kerry agrees with the commentators, and he says, no, that's not illegal use of hands. And when everybody in the booth, John Kerry, everybody at home saying, okay, that is not illegal use of hands, why can't New York and the NFL just go into that game and tell the refs, stop what you guys are doing? Why can't they're obviously watching it. Why can't they go in there and just say, under review, we are going to make you change this call, and there is no flag, play continued, and it was an incomplete pass. And so the Packers in this situation, they have to try to attempt a field goal. So most likely they're going to make the field goal. And then now the Lions can make an attempt to try to go down the field with Matthew Stafford and either score some way and try to win that game. And a game where, the Packers kick the field goal and they're up by one, and we get to see a more exciting finish. And we get to see a better game end to what was already a pretty good game. We get to see an even more electric and exciting game where the Lions have a chance to go win that game. And they had been the better team the whole game. And if the right call, and I'm bringing this back up, if the right call is made, the Packers kick that field goal, and then the Lions have a chance to go win that game as the better team. They should have won this game. There was a ton of missed opportunities by them, but it's what I'm trying to focus on here is, the bad call by the referee. And as I'm saying, it's not his fault, because the referee is in the heat of the moment trying to make the right call, and there's no way he can win because, if it was an actual penalty and he didn't call it, he would have been getting yelled at. And, in the case where he made his decision of calling it a flag, he can't win. He cannot win that situation. So the NFL has to take, you know, evasive action and just say, go into their game and go into a game that's being played and just saying, hey, this penalty is, you know, the deciding factor where, you know, the Lions can have a chance to win, or the Green Bay Packers can just ice it and win the game. And the wrong call was made on that field, and that's why the NFL can just sort of shrug at the Lions and say, sorry, sorry, you got screwed, sorry, you know, ref made a bad call, but there's nothing we can do about it, because we obviously can't go into there and just say, hey, reverse the call, you know, that's not a flag, pick it up. How is that so hard when everybody knows it's not a flag? And there's just so many different things you can go into, but the NFL has a huge problem with how it handles that. And I think there should be somebody in New York who just, you know, is able to change a flag when the majority of people agree that it's not a flag. And, you know, Packers fans would totally be mad if that happened, but it's the right call, and we're trying to make this game better. And as a fan, I would way, you know, enjoy the game if the right call is actually made, because tonight I saw a anticlimactic ending where the Packers were given the benefit of a bad call and could just knee the clock, knee the ball down, run it, run out the clock and just kick a chip shot to win it, where it's more exciting to see the Lions, who made a defensive stop, you know, forced an incompletion against Aaron Rodgers, which is hard to do, and you know, they made that stop, and the refs called a flag when it wasn't there, and it just sucks for the Lions, and it's an issue that the NFL is having, and people are going to get angry, and the NFL knows it's the king sport of in America, and so they could just sit on this and not really have to do anything, because they know people are going to keep watching it. I'm going to keep watching it. But I'm just saying, as a fan, I want to see better games, and that's why the NFL needs to do stuff in order to make better games. And in this situation, they should be able to. Somebody in New York says, hey, that is not a flag. We're overturning that, and the Lions get a chance to win the game. So it's not the refs' fault. It's how the NFL handles, you know, review. And, you know, it was a good game, just ruined, in my opinion, by a bad call and a bad, you know, bad system. We should be able to switch, you know, that flag when, you know, even if it's a judgment call, a pass interference on a receiver counts as a catch. And so if we can review a catch on the sideline under 2 minutes and change that, we should be able to, you know, review something that is the factor of the Packers getting that first down. And so, you know, the NFL just poorly handled what happened against the Saints and the Rams last year in the playoffs, and made a really, really dumb rule that isn't even helping teams, because coaches are challenging pass interference and the NFL isn't making the right calls. Like, there's just not, and it's frustrating. You know, I'm still going to watch the NFL. There's no way I'm not going to be able to stop watching the NFL, but it's just frustrating to see the Lions get screwed out of a chance to win that game because of stupid rules in place where, you know, a ref is put in an impossible situation to make the right call, but we can't look under review and just reverse it. We can't do that, and it's frustrating. Anyway, if we want to talk about the actual game, you know, besides that ruined the play that ruined the game, and there was also another flag on Trey Flowers, the same drive. It was a bad call. And, you know, I just want the right call to be made. and no matter how we do it, just make the right call. So yeah, Lions could have made that the game 17-0, but they made it 13-0, and you know, allowed the Packers to chip away and come back. And Aaron Rodgers, man, you know, if we're gonna ignore the bad call, the Packers did what they did to overcome bad officiating, and they did what they did to overcome the Lions, and made more plays, I guess, and you know, got lucky in terms of officiating, and they were able to find a way to win, and the Lions didn't. And you know, I would say, you know, the Lions sort of were not as aggressive on the offensive side of the ball, and that helped the Packers win that game. And you know, me as a fan, I'm not a Packers fan. I'm not a Lions fan, and I sort of like seeing upsets, and I would love to see the Lions go in and win that game, but they couldn't get it done, and now the Packers have control of the NFC North. If you're looking at the big picture, Lions are 2-2-1 now, and the Packers are 5-1, so that win was huge. But if the Lions win that game, they're actually in control of the division. So now I'm not 100% sure what the Vikings' record is, but in the Bears' record, so I'm not sure how that, you know, sorts out. But in the end, really big win for the Packers there. Nice to see Mason Crosby do what he did. But I would say, you know, in summary, the game boiled down to that flag, and it just points out a huge flaw in the NFL. And so, yeah, that's this little 17 minutes now running on, talking about this game, talking about my frustration and how the NFL handles its officiating. And it's not the ref's fault, because he is put in an impossible situation, as I've said before. So we're going to wrap this little episode of talking about the final drive of the Packers-Lions game, week 6 in the NFL. This closes out week 6 in the NFL on this Monday night. And next game is Thursday night, starting off week 7. I'm not sure who plays, but yeah, we're going to wrap this episode up, and I will see y'all next time. Whoever's listening, I don't know what's going to happen right now, but boom, we're done.